she called upon the gods, beating the grassy earth with both her hands as she pitched forward on her knees, with cries to the Lord of Undergloom and cold Persephone, while tears wetted her veils, in her entreaty that death come to her son. Inexorable in Erebus, a vampire fury listened. Soon, then, about the gates of the Aetolians, tumult and din of war grew loud. Their towers rang with blows. And now the elder men implored Meleagrus to leave his room and sent the high priests of the gods, imploring him to help defend the town. They promised him a large reward. In the green countryside of Caledon, wherever it was richest, there he might choose a beautiful garden plot of 50 acres, half in vineyard, half in virgin prairie, for the plough to cut. Aeneas, master of horsemen, came with prayers upon the doorsill of the chamber, often rattling the locked doors, pleading with his son. His sisters, too, and then his gentle mother pleaded with him. Only the more fiercely he turned away. His oldest friends, his dearest, not even they could move him. Not until his room was shaken by a hail of stones, as Curetes began to scale the walls and fire the city. Then at last his lady, in her soft belted gown, besought him weeping, speaking of all the ills that come to men whose town is taken. Soldiers put to the sword, the city razed by fire, alien hands carrying off the children and the women. Hearing these fearful things, his heart was stirred to action. He put on his shining gear and fought off ruin from the Aetolians. Mercy prevailed in him. His folk no longer cared to award him gifts and luxuries, yet even so he saved that terrible day. Oh, do not let your mind go so astray. Let no malignant spirit turn you that way, dear son. It will be worse to fight for ships already set afire. Value the gifts. Rejoin the war. Achaeans afterward will give you a god's honor. If you reject the gifts and then later enter the deadly fight, you will not be accorded the same honor, even though you turn the tide of war. But the great runner Achilles answered, "Old Uncle Phoenix, bless you. That is an honor I can live without. Honored, I think I am, by Zeus's justice, justice that will sustain me by the ships as long as breath is in me and I can stand.